Hello. Day two of the European Championships, and I'm at Ireland's training camp in Versailles. Pretty unpleasant journey getting out. Anyway, you don't care about that. I'm standing here with my very good friend Luke Edwards of the Daily Telegraph. And the first question I really want to ask you, Luke, is what did you do last night?
I ate steak, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, who were you with?
I was with...
I don't want names.
Well, yeah. You don't want names.
Well, you weren't with me, were you?
No, I weren't with me, because you left me. You abandoned me for the delights of Paris.
So you've
had words about this.
You've agreed to be my work wife, husband, over the course of this duration.
You're the wife.
The first night, you dumped me for other men.
No, you dumped me for the delights of Paris.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
That's what happened.
You
got off the train, you went, I'm not going to Versailles, I'm staying in Paris. And you're staying with your dad.
You can't base a relationship
on
that.
You're staying with your dad.
I don't trust you.
In Paris.
So anyway, we'll have to move on from that. I mean, what do you think how do you view the state of Ireland? Here we are, 3 or 4 days before the tournament. How do you think things stand?
I think everything depends on, like, as it did 4 years ago, unfortunately. Everything seems to rest on the first game against Sweden. Lose that one, and I think most of us will be expecting them to come home at the end of the group stage. Obviously, no one in the Ireland camp will say that, but I think they're in a fairly good place at the moment. I think they'll keep looking.
Can I have to stop you there?
Why?
Well, because boredom.
Well, I was talking a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a danger in putting too much on the Sweden game, because they've shown that they can beat Germany. So that doesn't mean that they should rule out beating Italy or beating Belgium. But I think you're right. I think Sweden are targeting the first game exactly for the same reason. They feel that they need to get something out of it.
Well, if you got 3 points from the Sweden game, then you're in an absolutely fantastic position.
Well, they've qualified effectively.
Well,
yeah.
They've not.
Effectively.
Not effectively at all.
Well, it's this very strange position where only eight teams go home after the first round of matches. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is. Well, is it extraordinary or just...
Well, it's ridiculous.
Okay, ridiculous. Slightly strange, I would say.
Yes, strange.
Maybe not extraordinary or ridiculous.
No. So let's describe for our listeners what we're seeing here.
Okay. I'm looking at a sun-drenched Versailles.
Yes, it's very beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. In a very sort of small, lower league ground.
Leighton Orient.
But no, it's smaller than Leighton Orient.
Okay.
Leighton Orient's a proper football club.
And we're watching sort of middle-aged men run about in the mid-distance. I mean, how do you make that sound more exciting than it actually is?
Are they middle-aged men?
No. Yes. Ireland have got the oldest squad in the European Championship.
Oh, that's good.
Did you know that?
Be working its way into my stuff.
Is that actually correct? No, that is actually factually.
Definitely.
Actually factually correct.
Actually factually correct.
And they're running about in front of a lot of small children. Well, just children.
And Roy will be liking the Mexican wave. Roy Keane, I'll say. He's a big fan of the Mexican wave.
Yeah,
he's also a big fan, as we know, of high-pitched squealing.
But this is always...
He's been played to that backdrop. I can't see Roy anywhere.
These days are always quite nice, aren't they? Because they've opened up the training ground, so lots of the locals are here and sort of chanting
and it gets the kids out the classroom
looking at
on a nice day. And I think that's important for a child's education, to get out in the sunshine and to watch.
That will
be, as you say, some people have never heard of.
So what are you doing tonight?
Why are you so possessive?
Well, I'm
not allowed to see other people.
This is not an open relationship. That's,
well, it is. It has to be.
I can't let this go.
It has to be because you decided to stay in Paris.
Right. Okay.
And I'm in Versailles.
Right.
Just deal with it. You have to trust me. Trust. All relationships built on trust.
Yeah, I don't trust you at all. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you.
Right.
Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
If you got this far.